Welcome back to another episode of Allie's Quest for Self.
Picture this. You're in a grocery store feeling confident, rocking your favorite outfit, only to catch a judgmental stare from another woman. Why does this happen so often? Why aren't we more inclined to celebrate each other instead of critiquing each other? Today, we're going to be talking about why we need more girls and how the impact of support over competition can truly change our mindset and our lives. In a world that often pits women against each other, whether it's in the workplace, relationships, or even something as simple as appearance, why are we, as women, sometimes our harshest critics? And most importantly, how do we change that dynamic? This topic isn't just trending, it's essential. We need to keep talking about this until it becomes second nature to lift each other up instead of tearing each other down. Being a girl's girl isn't just a label, it's a mindset of positivity, kindness, and genuine support for the women around us. It's something I try to embody every day. Whether it's complimenting a stranger, cheering on my friends, or just showing kindness, those small acts have left lasting impressions on me, and I've seen firsthand how powerful they can be. Of course, not all encounters with other women are positive, and I'll be sharing a few of those stories today as well. Ultimately, my goal, and maybe yours too, is to become the kind of woman who uplifts others without hesitation. It's a journey, but it's a worthy one. Let's dive in and talk about how societal conditioning has shaped our interactions, and more importantly, how we can overcome it. Recently, I had one of those days where I just felt like dressing up. It's something I really enjoy doing, even if I'm just out running errands or walking my dog, Mia. That day, after finishing a bunch of errands, I walked into a grocery store wearing my cowboy boots and feeling really good about myself. As I walked in, I noticed a woman staring at me with a judgmental look, sizing me up. She was wearing sweats and sneakers, and I couldn't shake the feeling that she was critiquing me. It stuck with me, not because of what she did, but because it reflects a deeper issue. Why do we as women sometimes feel the need to critique each other instead of showing support? Maybe her look wasn't about me at all. Maybe she had had a bad day. But it's a reminder that how we show up for others, even strangers, matters more than we realize. Here's the thing. This behavior isn't entirely our fault. For decades, society has conditioned women to see each other as competition. Think about how often we see women fighting over men in movies or magazines comparing who wore it better. These messages teach us that success, beauty, and validation are scarce resources, and we have to fight each other for them. One stark example is what's known as Queen Bee Syndrome. A Harvard Business Review study explains how some women in leadership positions distance themselves from other women instead of supporting them. Why? Because they've become conditioned to think there's only room for one woman at the top. This scarcity mindset doesn't just hurt individuals. It holds us all back collectively. When I first started my job, I was excited to learn and collaborate. I naturally ask a lot of questions. That's just how I learn. I saw my female colleagues who were all working there and who had a long time and lots of knowledge, been there for years, as people I could learn from. But instead of welcoming my curiosity, there was one particular individual who introduced me to others as a girl who asks a lot of questions in a tone that felt so dismissive and condescending. Over time, I realized she was not open to collaboration. She would shut down my ideas and acted like her opinion mattered the most. At first, I won't lie, I did take it personally. But eventually, I realized I could only control my own actions. I focused on my work, extended kindness regardless, and even made an effort to ask her opinion occasionally. Why? Because I believe in fostering an environment where women help each other succeed, even if the effort isn't always mutual. A couple of weeks ago, I was in El Salvador surfing at a beach filled with pro surfers. It was really intimidating, but I was determined to catch a wave. When I finally did, a girl I didn't even know started cheering for me. Her encouragement made me feel so good. It turned my whole day around. Her kindness reminded me that it takes so little to lift someone's spirits, yet the impact can be immeasurable. It's a domino effect of positivity, and it all starts with one small gesture. Negativity, on the other hand, is just as contagious, but in a harmful way. A judgmental glance or critical comment might cost the critic nothing, but it can deeply impact the person on the receiving end. When we judge or withhold support from other women, we're all held back. Imagine what we could achieve if we let go of competition and embraced collaboration instead. When women support each other, incredible things happen. Collaboration leads to creativity, success, and most importantly, a sense of belonging. One example, I helped a friend's girlfriend who was looking for career advice. She wanted to know how I landed my remote job, so I shared my journey, offered tips, and even pointed her toward open opportunities at the company I work for. I don't know her at all, but I saw an opportunity to help another woman grow. That simple act of kindness strengthened all our relationships. Helping each other shouldn't feel like a burden. It should feel like building something meaningful together. So let's talk about some practical steps to becoming a girl's girl. Number one, compliment freely. Turn admiration into action. If you think it, say it. A simple compliment can make someone's day. Number two, celebrate wins together. Other women's victories are not your losses. They're proof we can all succeed. Three, collaborate. Don't compete. In the workplace, share credit, offer mentorship, and show that there's room for everyone to succeed. Number four, check your biases. Before judging another woman, ask yourself why. Is it jealousy? Insecurity? Recognizing these feelings can help shift your mindset. So the next time you're in a grocery store, at work, or even on social media, remember, there is no scarcity of confidence, success, or kindness to go around. Being a girl's girl isn't just about supporting the women you know. It's about creating a culture where all women feel seen, celebrated, and uplifted. So I encourage you, ask yourself, how can you make a difference today? Whether it's cheering for someone, offering a compliment to a complete stranger out on the street or online, or helping another woman succeed. The ripple effect starts with you. Let's be the women who inspire others to rise together.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Ali's Quest for Self. Podcast available on all podcast platforms. Don't forget to follow us on social media, Ali's Quest for Self.